It's time you got in the game, mate. This show will give you a special code to get great discounts at GoDaddy.com. Get a domain name and complete email. Get in the game at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
This summer, when you buy Coke, you get music. You can win an iPod or free songs on iTunes.
666, the number of the Australian Police Force.
On my hands and knees, cleaning up spilt blood. So thick you could smell it. Solidified in the rug. But the cleaning solution I'm using dilutes it. So all I'm really doing is making bigger, uglier stains in the rug. On my hands and knees, cleaning up spilt blood.
This is punky. This is punky.
Cooper, Cooper.
Hello.
Oh, my mouth. It's a Pancake Day special. Do you know, the thing is, right, like, the thing is that we know that absolutely every podcast in the Northern Hemisphere is going to do a Halloween special this week.
True.
Or they've already done one, right? And the thing is, this is the Needles. I didn't bring the scary music in.
Oh.
This is the Needles.
Okay.
Brilliant band. We're obviously doing a Halloween special, not a Pancake Day special. Sorry about that, Pancake Day enthusiasts. I was particularly pleased, Tony, when I said we should do a Pancake Day special, and you went, "Is it Pancake Day?"
I always miss it, as I say.
it's Halloween. It's Halloween, you smacktard.
Sorry.
My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And well done for finding Punky Radio, quite possibly the best punk and comedy podcast in the Western world.
It's still the worst for chat.
But I'll tell you what, I have to say in the Western world, because apparently there's some cracking ones in Azerbaijan.
Really?
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, we've got a word of the week this week that I'm going to come in with straight away, and I'll explain why later on. But it's coming from friend of the show and General
General.
Yes, it's my mouth, man.
That's a good point.
General Angry Bloke Bear.
Bear, Angry Bear. Angry
yeah,
man.
And Bear was really angry last week when we didn't use his phrase of the week. Because
right.
He had a phrase of the week for us, or it came about as a phrase of the week on the Punky MySpace group, Punky Owns.
Oh, right, yeah.
Whereby, if you're being a bit camp, you're not going to like this, if you're being camp, or if you say something that could be misconstrued as suggesting you were in some way a homosexual, you were being a bit Tony.
Yeah.
Right. the shock of it all.
That's so, not right.
So, this week's phrase of the week is a bit Tony, but it's all right because we're going to get our own back on Bear later on. Yeah,
put a positive spin on that.
So it might end up being a bit Bear, which, quite frankly, I'd much prefer.
I like that. That's
now, five great songs this week. Not only have I managed to pick five songs that have got Halloween inspired titles,
you've also got pancake ones.
I've got pancake ones as well. Yeah. No, I've also got bands with the names that Halloween inspired.
Nice.
So we're double-sixing everything. It's like band and name. I didn't even do it on purpose. I only sorted it out about an hour ago. I'm going to kick straight off, all right? We're going to do one straight away, yeah?
All right.
This is a band that don't pay any attention to us at all. I got in touch with them ages ago and said, you've got to send us someone, you're really good. And then months later, they did, and they sent it to the wrong address. They sent it to that Tin Pot radio station we used to work at.
Bastards.
So we haven't picked it up for a while, but I picked it up this morning. And it's like, it's a mini-album. It's Halloween. It's by the band are called the Blind Assassins.
Right.
The album's called 6 Feet Under. And the track we're going to play is called Rosemary's Baby, which is
how cheery.
Quite possibly the freakiest film ever been made. So it's just perfect. What I want to know is, Tony, of the Blind Assassins,
yeah,
what is their website?
Blindassassins.com.
Oh, you're good. It's 1-0. It's 1-0. Do you know what?
What?
I think you might have Satan on your side this week.
Possibly.
That's what's freaking me out. So, yeah, it's, make sure you check them out. Blindassassins.com. The mini album's called 6 Feet Under. They will be on our MySpace top, whatever it is. More of that in a bit. In the meantime, this is the freakish as the film, Rosemary's Baby.
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
Satan is his father, and his name is Adrian. He shall overthrow the mighty and lay waste their temples. He shall redeem the despised and wreak vengeance in the name of the burned and the tortured.
Cracking that is. That is cracking, that is. And this is Jeff Ugly Shoes and
Jeff.
The Cemetery Surfers. And we've got a little, I think we've got a note from them shortly. Make sure you check out the Blind Assassins. They were really cool when they got in touch, and they were like,
right.
I think I can't remember how it worked out, who found who, but they said they didn't have anything at the moment when I must have got in touch with them. And they said, when we do, we'll get back in touch. And fair enough, 4 or 5 months later they did do. Brilliant. Well
done,
Blind
Assassins. Victory.
It's another MySpace victory.
Nice.
Nice touch tone. Brings us very nicely onto MySpace.
Oh, seamless.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I think you're almost magical. You're definitely in league with Satan this week. MySpace.com/punkyradio. By the way, next week we've got big announcements to make.
Right, yes.
And our MySpace page will be changing a little bit.
Okay.
But we're saving it for next week.
Oh, so much work.
I know, it's work for you actually, it's great. It's great, I love it. I just sit here counting the money. So, the best way to get in touch with us really is to leave us a MySpace comment, myspace.com/punkyradio. If you are one of our MySpace friends, and we're nearly up to $3,000 now, quite good.
Really?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
You can leave a comment up to 2,500 characters, as discussed. Don't leave it that long. We'll be here all fucking day.
Yeah.
Right, here goes. Then first one. This is from now because we got all that fucking Canadian
Canardinan
grief
last
week. But we had some positive Canardinan stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
From Anna from Canardinan. Gooper, pooper, gooper. Okay, you smacktardian knob splasher. Hello.
Hello.
I have a great punky story. Walking around downtown in Calgary, Canardinan, etc. I decided to head into one of my favourite stores, Blame Betty, the best store for actual clothes. And while browsing around, I saw some boy wearing a black T-shirt with Punky on it. So naturally, I did the Punky thing, and I walked up to him and politely said, "Hey, you piss-mopping crotch goblin, always looking, eh?" And you know what he did? He gave me a weird look and walked away. Well, I wasn't about to give up so easily. I just met a comrade. So I walked back over to him and tried again. "Taking the tampon bus to Fishtown," I asked, sympathetically. Now, this next part must be done in an East Indian accent. Oh, dear. He looks at me and says... He looks at me and says, "Honestly, woman, leave me alone. I do not know you at all. Damn Ganadanans." And walks out of the store. Well, you can imagine my surprise. So, fair warning, there seem to be many punky shirts out there, and it's better safe than sorry. The moral of the story, if it's not a punky radio shirt, don't wear it. And East Indian teenage boys are rude. So there you go.
Right.
In the last fortnight, we've said fucking ordnance.
Yep.
I've accused the whole of Belgium of being paedophiles and sweet makers.
Yeah.
It is connected. And now, one Canardinan has accused East Indian boys are being rude. Now, working on the basis that there are getting on for 1 billion people in India.
Yes.
And a quarter of them, presumably, are boys, if you think about it.
Okay.
She's just called 250 million people rude.
It's a big claim, isn't it?
It might be Punky's biggest. Thank you very much, Anna. This one's come from Alexandra. Now, she's been in touch quite a bit, and we've already mentioned her. Hola, bitches!
Hola.
Como estas y que hace endo? Ha-ha! I want to hear you say that. I did. I think that's how's it going to your house.
Yeah.
Well, Punk... Oh, you know that, dude. You speak
Hacienda's
Spanish, dude.
Hacienda's house, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, did GCSE, you know.
It is. So, como estas y que hace endo is...
How is your house?
How is your house?
Surely.
All right.
Or it could be, how is your day?
What's none of your fucking business in Spanish? Well, Punky, just wanted to stop by and say hello. I just got home from working graveyard and my night sucked. It is Halloween.
Yes, true.
So it's off to bed for me. Probably in a coffin, Tony. I hope you guys are doing well. Take care, Alexandra. I'm not doing well. You're doing all right, aren't you,
Tony? I'm fine, yeah.
You're fine. You have a good weekend and all that?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, it's cool.
I bit my own mouth.
Yeah.
Quite badly. And it's hurting like buggery.
When did you do that?
That's the thing. I think it was early hours, Thursday night, Friday morning.
Bloody hell.
I'm afraid I'm too drunk to remember.
Okay.
Not right now, I was then.
All right.
But it certainly hurt the next day, so it would suggest it was in between...
Drunken injury.
...the last beer and the timing myself to drink a bottle of rosé in 8 minutes, which wasn't clever, but was successful.
Yay!
Sometime after that, I'd just rip the fucking shit out of my own mouth. What was slightly disconcerting about that was that when I got home, the proper Mrs. Edwards said... What happened to you? Did you have a dirty blonde in your room, and when you woke up in the morning, you found out she stabbed you in the mouth? I just said to her, "Oh, I had a dirty blonde in the room, but she didn't stab me in the mouth." Got a crack around the other side for that. Hey, Smacktards.
Hello.
Love you as always. I'm writing to egg you on towards a Scar or Scar Punk special.
Mm.
Oh, yes. And can't wait to hear what you have to say on the subject of Halloween. Personally, where I'm at uni, yes, uni, you do have listeners over the age of 12. Halloween is just a big piss-up. Thanks for a great show. Fuck off, James. Oh, no, fuck off, James Coventry.
All right.
He's not just saying fuck off, James.
The
fuck
standard
off,
punky
James Coventry. P.S. Paul, stop raping Tony. I don't like your strange outbursts.
Ah. Is this the increased gay content over the past couple of weeks?
The increase, me being a bit Tony, yeah. Well, look, I'm sorry, James, but what Tony doesn't know this week is that I'm going to take my belt to him. So
okay. You're scary, man.
Yeah.
Genuinely
and,
scary.
I have to say, I accidentally did a gig in Shrewsbury last night.
Whoops.
Yeah, it wasn't on purpose. And when I was there, half the town was out doing Halloween things, and there's got to be some college in... Well, Shrewsbury straight. The locals call it Shrewsbury.
Right.
Poshos and people who want to live there call it Shrewsbury. I am reliably informed.
Okay.
I call it Shrewsbury because I'm a posho.
Right.
Aren't I? You know, I'm quite well-bred.
You are quite posh,
I'm
yeah.
quite well-bred. Yeah. Yeah. And, but there was a fuck-off load of students walking about on pub crawls, but they were doing that thing that you can only ever do when you're a student, and I remember doing it when I was a student as well. Three-legged pub crawls. Did you
All
ever
right.
do a three-legged pub crawl?
No,
you were a mature student, weren't you?
Yeah.
You see, I was an immature student. I did three-legged pub crawls when no one else was doing them. I just thought it was right off. And the basis of the three-legged pub crawl is you tie your leg to your mate or girlfriend, preferably their leg.
Yeah, yeah.
And you walk around pubs getting hammered.
Right.
And you normally do it in pyjamas. I don't know where that came from.
See, I was on a computer science degree.
Yeah, no fun
didn't
at
go
all.
For that.
All you lot had was heavy metal t-shirts and big bunches of keys.
If you want a D&D game.
A what game?
D&D.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay.
What is it?
Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, you fucking wanker.
I didn't play it. They did.
All right. Anyway, Gooper, first of all, I fucking love your podcast.
Thank
of course you do. I'm now trying to come up with a German word for kittenblurred. My class is full of weepy emo kids, but since I'm from Austria and forced to talk German, Schiznitz. Can you two smacktards help me out? Danke. Keep up the good work. P.S. Paul, your German is fucking hot. Miss Penny Lane.
Penny Lane, eh?
My German is fucking hot, mate.
Really?
Yeah.
You are quite good at German.
Ja, aber meine Deutsch sind sehr gut. Es tut mir aber leid.
Wow.
Was
aren't,
kostet,
aren't we multicultural this week?
Was kostet der Hund in die Fenster, der weiß mit die waggly tail? So. Ha ha, you smacktards, thanks. By the way, wait till you see the pictures of my aunts wearing homemade punky t-shirts at the mall. My granny will make sure I send you them. This is quite weird. P.S. Since my grandma is so much in love with you guys, I wouldn't mind Tony becoming my new grandfather. Laugh out loud. That kid. Now, that kid is some kid, I can't remember where from.
Right.
Who said, look, grandma, you've got to listen to this. It's really funny.
Right.
Played a punky, and she's hooked.
Brilliant.
I think her grandma's going to set up a MySpace page.
How old is the grandma?
Oh, 14.
The grandma's 14. Brilliant.
Yeah, I should think they're from Wem. Those of you who were at the Shrewsbury gig last night, I found out quite a bit about the area, and Wem is known locally as the two-headed village. Right, it's time for track two, Tony, but I haven't got track two in yet, so you're going to have to say something interesting.
Well, seeing as two of those comments related to T-shirts,
and
people either making their own or not having the right ones, if you do want an official, and I do mean official, Punky Radio T-shirt, go to punkyradio.com, and on the left-hand side of the screen, there is a store link. Click on that, and you'll be taken to our Cafe Press T-shirt store. You can buy any of those T-shirts on the page. They are black ones, they are tight-fitting, skinny ones, and a couple of pink numbers. All of about five or six designs.
They're a bit Tony.
They'll be... Okay. And if you do want any ideas for any T-shirts or anything you particularly want on your T-shirt, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with your design, and I'll see what I can do.
And if you go on our MySpace page, just to finish this bit up, you'll see there's a new picture of a very sexy woman wearing an always-looking T-shirt.
I'm always looking.
I was always spaffing yesterday when I saw that. I tell you. But we're not at liberty to say who it is, though.
Really?
Hence the half a head missing. And what I like is the way she's put like a black thing kind of reader's wives across her eyes with punkyradio.com on it.
I knew I'd seen it before.
Good work.
Reader's wives.
Yeah, I don't think I'd recognise her with that knot on.
No.
Right, so, but thank you so much for the very special lady who sent us that. Right, next track, Mad Sin on this Halloween special.
All right.
We haven't played Mad Sin for a while, and I dug this out when I was looking for suitable stuff. And when I saw a track called Wicked Witch, I thought, well, that kind of fits in with Pancake Day.
Because they're wicked.
Let's play that. Yeah, I love your wicked pancakes.
Wicked.
Actually, you'll have to remind me one day to tell you a story about my time. I can't remember what it was called, but it's a kind of long name American diner place, like Pookie Snackenbergs or J.J. Huckensuckers or something like that. P.P. Bobblums. But anyway, the end of it was that my waitress had enormous tits. And at the end of the meal, she came up to me and had to say this prepared comment that they all had to say that day.
Right.
Because they were doing this special offer. And she said, would you like to take a look at my heavily stacked pancake mountains?
You couldn't resist, could you?
No, I said, I've been looking at them for the whole meal, darling. Right.
Here's the tip.
Right, Mad Sin.
Yes.
What's their website?
Madsin.co.uk.
Oh, yes! Come on! They're German, aren't they? It's madsin.com.
Oh!
As if I'd cheer you getting it right.
Oh.
They're German, Tony.
Oh.
Didn't I mention that?
Nine.
Oh, good. It's madsin.com.
Always learning.
So it's Tony 1, Paulie B and the Might of the Internet 1. It's a draw so far. I thought it was going to be 2-0 by now. You've let yourself down. This is Wicked Witch. This has got a funny intro as well, I think.
Sorry, Doc. We can't help him. He's dead. What? No way!
This is Hemboy from the Blowjobs, talking from my hospital bed in Hampstead. Just wanted to say thank you very much to all those that have sent lovely messages to us, and hoping I'll get better soon. And that's it. Thank you very much. Keep rocking. Keep listening to the Blowjobs.
Yeah, so that was Mad Sin.
Yep.
And then that was Mad Bastard straight after it. Now, I will be talking about Hemboy later on, but I did go and see him last week.
Okay.
I was supposed to go and see him. I saw him on Wednesday night. Which is supposed to be the day after his operation.
Right.
But they did an exploratory operation. They couldn't do what they wanted to do.
Right.
So they had to leave it a week. So he's having it done Tuesday of this week. So basically, you might be listening to this show...
On Halloween.
While Mad Boy's having a brain operation.
Shit.
Anyway, we've got a new nickname for him that he did give away in that bit. But we'll talk about it later on. You've got Podcast Alley, haven't you?
I have.
Right there.
I have all of it.
Right.
If you haven't voted so far this month, wait until the 1st, which is Wednesday, and vote for us at Podcast Alley. If you quickest way, if you go to punkyradio.com, click on the link at the top, and enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because it's going to be a new month.
You said that like I could understand it.
Really?
Well done you. It must be
maybe
Halloween.
Maybe it's the jugs you're on.
It's because you're in league with Satan. 145 votes this month so far.
That's good, isn't it?
Good work. It's just about a record for us, I think.
We're getting more each month. It's definitely helping, isn't it?
We still want first. I think that Total Talk Nonsense are our picture of Dorian Gray.
Really?
And every time we get a vote, they get one less each month.
Nice.
Then that's quite Halloween-y to bring that in as well. Well done, me.
Yeah.
I'll have to think of something else pancakey.
So these are the top five podcasts and comments.
Yeah, you like man cakes.
Shut it. I don't. I like lady cakes.
Lady cakes.
I don't quite know what they are. I don't, lady cake.
Well, they've probably got cherries on the top.
Nice.
Why not ask your lodger?
Okay, right. First comment. Fucking Mansfield. Ha! Not your Mansfield. Mine in Ohio from Milkbone.
Yeah, Mansfield, Ohio, which is our unofficial twin town, isn't it?
Is it unofficial or official?
It's unofficial, isn't it?
I thought that was the official. On the road into Mansfield, just a twin of Ohio.
Twin, does it say Mansfield, twin with Mansfield?
Yeah. I'm going to take a picture. I drive past it.
Yeah, nice one.
Days.
Yeah, that's right. I don't notice that as a rule.
All right, then. Well, you fly past it. Well, miles an hour.
Well, do you see, the thing is, where you live...
Yeah.
I don't notice it because it is on Google Earth, your town.
No, it's not. It doesn't exist.
Unlike my house.
It's like Area 51.
Which raises into the sky like my mighty berserker.
Black monolith.
Easy. Okay.
If you take every vein, artery in a normal adult human male and lay them all out end to end, that person would die. I imagine that's what missing an episode of Punky would feel like. So fuck off, you smacktards, and keep putting on the canard and arnardens.
Bloody canardens.
Hey, shoes.
And what a perfect comment for Halloween-y.
It's good, isn't it? It's like brilliant. It's like he knew.
It's like he knew.
Yeah.
Mind you, he's in a band called the Cemetery Surfers.
No, yeah, that's true. Important question.
This is Mustang Lightning, by the way, if I didn't mention it.
Cool. Right.
Mustang Lightning.
Important question. Do you know if consulates are considered foreign soil, just like embassies? Or some James Ottawa?
No, they're cigarettes.
In Ontario. Yeah.
They're cigarettes, aren't they?
Oh, what, consulates?
Yeah.
Don't know, I don't smoke.
Oh, yeah.
Only
as far as I know, consulates are considered to be foreign soil in the same way that embassies are.
Hmm.
I don't know why he's asking that question. Unless there's a consulate in the town where he lives,
right,
and he wants to get political asylum.
Could do.
So, fuck knows what he's done. But I would say, hey man, give it a whirl.
Give it a whirl. It does say, PS, great show, keep up the good work, so fair enough.
Yeah. As far as I know, this is interesting fact, actually. As far as I know, consulates are considered foreign soil. And until recently, in the UK, the Italian embassy was in London, but the Italian consulate was in...
No idea.
Bedford, of course.
Naturally.
Loads of Italians in Bedford. So they start the consulate there. It's a really good place for pizza.
But
it's a really shit place for recruiting an army. Well, they're all right till half time.
Yeah. Another comment. The best shit I've ever heard.
Oh, they should have heard some of mine.
From Dottie McSpotty. That's okay, cool. And the last one. Punky's great.
Oh, I haven't done my bit.
Punky rocks my socks. That's from Richard Smale. Richard's Mail.
Richard's Mail.
Yes. If you haven't... Another way of voting, if you go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio, you can just enter your email address and hit the vote link and it will vote for you without having to type in any kind of comment or subject.
Yeah, and you don't get spammed.
You don't get spammed. No one ever... Never got one email.
I keep hitting my mic lead. That's why you keep hearing a... in the background.
Oh, I thought it was the voices.
No. What, the voice is in your head?
Yeah.
What, the voice is in your head saying, do something about the lodger. Those voices. Now, you know I could have gone further then.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think I had restraint.
Okay.
There. I had restraint. By Friday, Tony, that's all I'm saying. Right, what are we going to do next? I can't remember.
Know.
Should we get on with the next track? Let's get on with the next track, because we know that at some point this show is going to really drag.
Yeah. Okay.
So, next track. This is track 3. Again, we haven't played this band in a long time. And this is a band that they added us ages ago, not knowing that I'd seen them a few weeks before.
Right.
So I got in touch with them and say, wow, I really like the Exit Wounds.
Okay.
Good name for Halloween.
Do they play the Mill?
No. Oh, they supported King Kurt when I went to see King Kurt. Quite a while ago. They were one of our first ads, actually, on MySpace. And I said, if you've got anything you can send us that we can play, please do. We need copyright permission and all that sort of thing. And they said, look, we own all of our own stuff. This is our latest EP. We'll bang it in the post.
Wicked.
Absolutely brilliant of them. We've played Deadwood before. But when I was looking around for Halloween, and I thought, what should I play this week that's a bit pancakey?
Yeah.
I came up with track 6 on this one, mate.
Yeah.
Which, for some reason, I've plumbed in as track 2. And it's explain that to me at some point. That's right. It's all right. I've paused it.
All right. Brilliant.
Yeah. It's called If I Was Satan.
Okay.
Quite good. Halloween.
Yeah.
Thing is, Tony, I was expecting it to be 2-0 to you by now.
Oh, right.
On the old website front.
Okay.
Now, I will give you the clue that the Exit Wounds are from the UK.
Right.
Although I think the lead singer might be American, but they're based in the UK. There's the clue.
Okay.
What I want to know is, what's their website?
Exitwounds.co.uk?
No, not even close, mate. I'm going to give you another go. I'm going to say their name again. The Exit Wounds.
Theexitwounds.co.uk?
How many E's in the?
Two.
Two. Yeah, very good. Theexitwounds.co.uk, except it's the-exit-wounds.co.uk. I'm afraid it's Tony 1.
Tough call.
Internet and Paulie B.
Fair enough.
2.
Fair play.
This is If I Was Satan. I'd hammer in the morning.
When I was a kid, the preacher said, if you were a sinner, you belonged to Satan. Hell was the place for the evil dead. Don't know about you, but I'm tired of waiting. I might be sick and kind of strange, but if I was Satan, things would change.
If I was Satan,
there'd be hell on earth.
If I was Satan,
you get laid in church.
If I was Satan,
forget about him. I'd walk on fire, turn water to gin. Virginity would be a sin. Good book says, commend your ways, turn your cheek, love your brother, repent your sins, 'cause Jesus saves us. Ain't crushed the weak. Fuck each other. We all know life ain't no fun unless you get yourself some whiskey.
I wonder if she's going to be a foxy moron. So anyway, Tom.
Yes, sir.
that was the Exit Wounds. A fantastic EP. I'm waiting for their album. I don't think they've got an album out yet, but I will be getting back in touch. Some of our regular listeners will obviously have twigged that this is a bit more of a psychobilly show than normal.
Yes.
That's because psychobillies and goths do the best Halloweeny stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But goth tracks are all 150 minutes long.
Yeah.
So we've gone psychobilly this week. And we're going to do the ska punk next week.
Wicked.
I'm going to do the ska punk next week.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, for our ska punk fans out there. For our big launch. Maybe I shouldn't do it next week.
Right.
Have you saw? Maybe I'll do it the week after.
Okay.
Because we've got big news next week.
Yeah.
Ska punk in a fortnight, kids. Okay. I've just changed my mind. This is the Planet Smashers.
That's how fast we move.
Tough, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Planet Smashers. We love the Planet Smashers. They'll no doubt be featuring on our ska punk in a fortnight's time. Tony.
Yes,
I've
sir.
Got a question for you.
What's that?
Have you got a twat this week?
I certainly have.
Very good.
Okay.
Look at me flicking and pausing.
I know.
I love flicking. Who's me little baba?
You miss having the buttons, don't you?
Who's me little baba? Right, the problem...
Now who's a bit Tony?
The problem, Mrs. Edwards' dad, my father-in-law...
Right.
...has got a rather disconcerting habit with their dog, right? Their dog, Skip.
Yeah.
Who will jump up onto his lap, and he kind of turns Skip over.
Yeah.
And she's one of these little fox, Miss Crossbreed rat dogs.
Rat dogs,
she's really cute and that, right? But... She rolls over onto her back and he holds her torso and just spanks her dog twat and says, "Who's my little bubba?" And obviously the dog loves it, but it's like, it really freaks me out when he does it. I'm sure it's not natural.
Okay.
Anyway.
I don't know what to say to that.
No, how about is a twat?
Okay, well, if you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. And stop. What are you doing?
I thought I'd got rid of myself.
Oh, now well.
It is Pancake Day special.
This is true.
Yeah.
This week is from Maley Zacchetti.
Good name.
And it's a political one. I thought, you know... Halloween, bit
Hell's
different.
Hell's teeth!
I know, we're talking about consulates before.
This is all a
seamlessly
bit...
Seamlessly into a political...
This is going a bit total talk nonsense, isn't it?
Tis a bit. Fortunately, no. I don't actually know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about politics.
Well, so. They don't either, clearly.
Fair enough. Right.
They don't fuck all about British politics, put it that
way. Or rugby.
Yes, rugby. Don't get me started on those twats and rugby.
Anyway. Tony, I would like to nominate a twat. I'm not sure if you intentionally never do public figures or political twats, and completely understand
if you do
not. I'm sorry,
do you never do public figures?
No, generally not. They don't let me near them. They've all got restraining orders against
See,
me.
See, they're forming a double line outside my house. I'm going, Edwina! Get to the back of the queue. I've got Jordan and William Hague in a threesome to do first.
Anyway... I can understand if you do not, since there will be a long line of talks. There will be a long line of twats waiting patiently for their turn to be publicly recognised. But with midterm elections coming up here in the US of A, I'm fast approaching my wit's end. Note that the election is in about 2 weeks, so if there isn't space and there is a twat schedule until after November 7th, then this can be ignored. I've managed to fit it in. Maryland has been a solidly...
Maryland.
Has been a solidly Democrat-supporting state for a number of years, and in a period of momentary insanity, elected a Republican governor 4 years ago.
Oh, no!
His lieutenant governor is now running for the open Senate seat in Maryland.
Oh, double no. Well done for saying Maryland, though.
Thank you very much.
Because the only people say Maryland in the world are the bloody us.
Right.
The septic is called Maryland. The bloody us.
All right, okay.
Well, no, because I used to live there.
Did you?
I lived in Maryland for a bit, yeah. I lived in Crafton, Maryland.
I was thinking of the cookies. I call them Maryland.
Do you know what? My sales team were called the Maryland Cookies.
Nice.
Except the rest of the boys in the sales team called it the Maryland Cookies.
Right.
They still sold more bloody photos than I did. That's another story. Sorry, man.
Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele is using a rather interesting tactic in his campaign. He's dropped all reference to what he's been doing with his time for the last 4 years, and he makes no mention of his qualifications for such a high political office. Instead, he's got a series of common folks TV ads which run every single commercial break during the local news, where he talks about his love for puppies and promises he's a political outsider who will shake things
Tony,
up.
Well, Tony, we all love puppies.
What's not to like?
Oh, your breasts are like two puppies fighting to get out of a sack. Your fellabaps. Your moobs.
He never mentions his own highly conservative views on policies like stem cell research and social welfare issues. Apparently, the voters of Maryland...
Oh, come on, Tony, hang on a minute.
Stem cell research
and social issues versus puppies.
Puppies every time.
You're going to vote for that. I'm not sure about this as a threat this week.
It might lose it.
Might lose it.
This might be a controversial one where we decide not to do it.
It is nearly Pancake Day.
That is true. Apparently, the voters of Merlin are supposed to support him because he likes puppies. I think puppies are adorable, but still think he's a smacktard. Unfortunately, the fine people of Merlin aren't always known for their critical thinking, so I figure that if even one Merlin-based punky listener is informed of Michael Steele's deep-rooted and inherent twatishness, that's one less vote for conservative puppy-loving shit-it.
That's fair enough.
So Merlin's Lieutenant Governor Michael Steele is a twat of epic proportions. So what's the judging on that?
Oh, I think they're right. I was only joking about that.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's clearly a
down
right...
Down with puppies.
He's clearly a right-wing nuthouse.
Right, okay.
Are we ready then?
Yeah, yeah. Ooh,
I can do this.
Yourself, are you?
I can do this.
Oh, really now?
I'm getting the idea. I'm trying to save you time.
Okay.
And I'll miss the buttons. I like to flick the buttons.
All right.
I like to circle my fingers around the buttons. I like to give the buttons a little playful slap.
How are those jugs working out for you?
I haven't even discussed the drugs
yet.
No,
we'll do that next.
It's... Who sang that song, The Drugs Don't Work?
The Verve.
They fucking
clearly
do.
Wrong.
Yeah. Don't buy that record. It's inaccurate.
So, Governor Michael Steele of Merland
is a twat. I'm glad we got that sorted out. Sorry I kept interfering there. But
that's fine. You interfere all you want over
it's,
there.
It's time for the biggest ever poetry corner we've ever done.
Biggest?
Which might run into Zombie Ghost Train.
Well,
but that's all right.
Yeah.
Because we can have a special bumper Zombie Ghost Train section. Now,
special.
I'm going to read out one of the poems. And then I'm going to read out... Well, and then I'm going to play a poem.
Right.
Because we've had a 1 cent.
Yes.
And then I'm going to read out the other two. The first one's...
Four?
Yeah. I know, it's madness.
I'm just pressing my counting.
Please. Well, yeah, that is quite impressive.
I was there.
3 years at university weren't wasted.
Exactly. I was.
No, you weren't. I bet you drove in every day.
D&D, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, bloody D&D. So, if you have a poem you'd like me to read out in Poetry Corner, please send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com and not to our fucking MySpace page, right? I'm getting pissed off with it. This is the last week I'm going to read ones that are printed on the MySpace.
Right.
I do not want you to leave poems on our MySpace section. All right?
Okay.
There's more poetry stuff to come later on because I've got some funny stuff about my new poetry profile.
Right.
Right, but in the meantime, here comes the first one. This is from The Laughing Man. Now, this did come in time for last week.
Right.
But we already had another one lined up. Should have done it with hindsight. Anyway, here he goes, because you know he did that rubbish one.
Yeah.
He's done a better one.
Oh, that's bad.
Paulie B and Tony and One Time Joe do a weekly show called Punky Radio. You'll have a blast, it's quite a fix, so stick around, it's something like this. Tony, you're a phony. The only action he can get is from a pony. That seems to be a fairly common theme, by the way.
Anything that rhymes.
Paul B's humour is off the wall. Being married to Kerry, he has it all. Joe, oh Joe, you scream cunt like a hoe. And many punky fans want to hear you go, oh.
Right.
Punky's good, Punky's great, but I wouldn't mind if you reduced the weight. One episode a week, that's just fine. Two a week and you're best friends of mine. With Punky changing all the time, from 3 songs to 5, I'm happy I've written this rhyme. Sadly now, it must end, so scream it out and toll the bell end. The Laughing Man. Not bad. Thank you very much, Laughing Man. Much improved on that other rubbish one you did.
So your bit's all nice and lovely, and mine's about fucking ponies.
Yeah, you always seem to get the stuff about fucking ponies.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah. Really worried about that.
I'm quite appalled about that. Well, I am appalled.
Yeah, true.
Now, we've now got 2 from Bear.
Right.
Right. Now, more
should of... Should be worried about
now,
that.
More of Bear later on, because at the moment, phrase of the week is a bit Tony.
Yeah.
But it may change.
Just disgusted about that.
This first one... No, I'm going to read the second one he sent in at first. And then
okay.
Because I prefer the first one. This one... I think Bear sent his poems when he's pissed, right? Feeling funky, check out Punky. Bored of this and that, Punky's where it's at. Parents getting you down... Punky will rid you of that frown. Feel like a twat, you'll be called Tony then. Bear. Right?
Yeah, thanks, Bear.
Bit involved.
Bit angry.
Probably pissed when he did that.
Definitely.
Here comes
pissed.
Some Zombie Ghost Train. Right? Now. Oh, it does as well.
Oh, there
it is. This was my favourite one that Bear sent in, though. In fact, I'm going to pause the zombies for this. This is great.
Pause the zombies.
This is from Bear, right?
Yeah.
Smells like fish, looks like chicken. That's what I want, to stick my dick in.
I think that's a piss poem as well.
It's a classic.
It's the Bear's pissed poem
it's an
part of the show.
Undoubted classic. Oh, now, and I haven't done the other one, have I now?
No.
So I now need to do the other one. Now, this one was sent in from, you might remember Mr. Brain Sander.
Yes.
But his real name is Mr. Brian Sanders. But sometimes the letters come through wrong. It says Mr. Brain Sander. So he's called himself Mr. Brain Sander, not Sander. Mr. Brain Sander. Now, Mr. Brain Sander sent us a load of things this week. One of them you've already heard. This one is... I'm quite impressed with this one, man. This is an inbred haiku.
Okay.
Have a listen to this.
All right.
And there you go. So that is a haiku, and this is Zombie Ghost Train again, which leads me quite neatly into the fact that the next track is by Zombie Ghost Train. Because let's face it,
right?
If you can't have Zombie Ghost Train on a Halloween special, when can you have them?
That's true.
They're the most Halloweeny band. Oh, Real Player! Look, my Real Player's encountered a problem. It needs to close.
Quick, send the report.
Quick.
That'll help.
Yes. If I send a report, maybe it won't. If I don't do anything, it'll just stay on. Fuck them. Right. We better get on with the next one. You're listening to Zombie Ghost Train at the moment. You're about to listen to Zombie Ghost Train again and track two from their fabulous CD, Glad Rags and Body Bags. The track's called R.I.P.
Nice.
Perfect for Halloween. What's the website?
ZombieGhostChain.com.
Well done. You're back on. It's 2-2. It's 2-2.
2-2.
You've got yourself a Desmond with one track to go. How exciting. This is R.I.P. Good, that is Zombie Ghost Train. It's a great album as well. Glad Rags and Body Bags, it's called. Great album. Find out more about them. ZombieGhostTrain.com.
Quite catchy, that.
All
like
the bands
it.
On this week's show will be on our MySpace top friends as
yes.
well. And I just said to you I'd forgotten to print something off and then forgot I've got my fucking laptop with me, so why don't I just get it up on the screen? Oh, now what? Oh, you know what?
What?
It's because this mic leak's fucked.
Okay.
It's obviously not my fault.
Stop banging it then.
Yeah. Hey, it's not the first time I've fucked something after banging it, let me tell you.
Oh, dear.
They drop to their knees by the time I finish with them, Tony.
That's because you get in the walrus on them.
No. The walrus? Do you mean the angry pirate?
No, I mean the walrus.
Well,
wasn't the walrus? We whack them in the side of the neck.
Yeah, but that would make them drop to their knees, would it?
No. Well, I don't know.
Well, it might do. I was thinking, well, if you kick someone in the shin, they're more likely to.
That's true.
You actually did that with real venom. Like, you really wanted to punch someone in the side of the neck. That's quite worrying. So, look, I'm just going to find this thing now because I want to read this out because it's great. And I've got to print it out like an idiot. I just realised I could save paper and just do all of these like this, couldn't I?
Could do.
Yeah, it would save time.
Could do, yeah.
I probably haven't actually got it at all. Here he goes. Right, so we have got a lot to get through in this bit, and this is taking a long time to open. I'm a bit pissed off about that. But I'm just going to read this out. I started a new profile, still on the poetry thing. I started a new profile last week on MySpace called Paul's Poetry.
Yeah.
Right. And I decided that I would only add chicks, not
nice.
Blokes.
Yeah, yeah.
But I wasn't going to put on the profile that I wasn't going to add blokes.
Right.
Just every time blokes applied
yeah.
to be my friend...
Yeah,
I would just send them a very terse, rude email back. Because MySpace is really friendly. It's like, all right, mate, how's it going? It's all really friendly. But I thought my standard answer was, you're not a chick, fuck off, right? But I did
it's
get...
It's short and snappy, I like it.
Because I've only added one, and that's Michael Legg, as I explained last week. Thank you to all the lovely ladies that have added, and the very nice compliments I've had on the profile about said poetry that I wrote when I was between the ages of 12 and 22.
Uh-huh.
It's quite nice. I had completely forgotten about it, and I am going to be putting more on. Might not be this week, might be next week, but anyway. So each time a bloke put a friend request in, I just sent him a terse reply and waited to find out what actually came back.
Right.
All right. So the first one is Graham from the It's a Frog's Life podcast.
Did we play their promo?
We played his promo the other week.
Right, yeah.
He puts in a friend request. I send him a message back having denied it, right?
Yeah.
Graham, I'm only adding chicks to this profile as blokes don't want to listen to teenage poetry unless they're weird. Now fuck off unless you want to be a big girl, Paulie B. Graham replies, how dare you suggest I'm not weird? And what's wrong with wanting to be a big girl, huh? But you didn't have to use profanity and tell me to fuck off. I demand a full and unreserved apology, etc, etc. Okay, I get the message, Graham. By the way, halfway through the latest show, I laughed my tits off at your email exchange with that poor Canardinan lass. Right, next one that came through was from Bear.
Angry Bear.
Now, Bear had listened to the show.
Okay.
And then still tried to put a friend request in. I reckon he was pissed again.
Obviously pissed.
So when Bear put a friend request into Paul's poetry,
yeah.
I obviously sent this message back.
Okay.
Bear... This profile is for chicks only, and you're not chicks. Fuck off. Right? I got the reply. Bear. This is Bear's reply.
All right.
I've got long hair, and I'm developing breasts. Isn't that good enough? Steve, I mean, Wendy. I replied, no, fuck off. He replied, shit. And that's how that one finished, right? Obviously, he was denied.
Nice.
Next one to come through was... Mansfield Heavy Metal Heroes, Monkey Fist.
Right.
Why they wanted to be on Paul's poetry, I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, Sam from Monkey Fist put in a friend request to it, and I sent him a lovely little message back saying, you're not chicks, fuck off. Right? I get this message back from him, but 30 seconds later.
Right.
No, but I do sometimes wear dresses and put on makeup. We also have long hair and a transsexual drummer.
Is that from Sam?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
It is
he ain't
true.
Lying, is he?
It is true. He does sometimes wear dresses, but
yeah.
He's not a chick.
No, he's not
right.
a chick, no.
Next one came through from quite possibly the most unlikely person I thought was going to put in a friend request to Paul's poetry. That is, of course, world famous Aldi skinhead Eddie Hitler. So I felt honour bound to send him a little message back
okay.
just saying, you're not a chick, fuck off.
Yeah.
I got this one back. Don't you accept chicks with dicks? I do apologise, Mr. Paulie B. I had already requested an ad before I listened to this week's Punky. Slap on the wrist for me. I didn't realise it was just for bitches. So, sorry, and it won't happen again, I promise. Yours sincerely, Edward Elizabeth Hitler. Still denied. The last nice. Ones that attempted an application this week were a band we played on the show a couple of weeks ago. Gravmar and the Gravediggers.
Oh, yeah.
Why they wanted to be Paul's poetry's friends, I don't know. But anyway, I sent them a lovely little message. Mm-hmm. This profile is for chicks only and you're not chicks. Fuck off. And they sent me this back. Now, right. This is the kind of reply I was after in the first place. I couldn't believe how many men were prepared to be women just for the sake of getting an extra friend on their MySpace profile. Gravmar and the Gravediggers have the right idea. And here goes. You can take your poetry and shove it up your arse, which is probably the place it came from. I thought it was Paul's pottery. That's what we wanted to add you. We are very fond of pottery here in Gravmar and the Gravediggers, especially that made in the city of Stoke-on-Trent. We fart in your direction. And, of course, your mother was a hamster. Regards, Turd Ferguson, Gravmar and the Gravediggers. Good response. Respect in the house. This is the Dead 60s, man.
It is.
In the background. And you know what's interesting this week about the Dead 60s?
What's that?
That their manager, Randy.
Oh, Randy.
We've been getting in touch with in New York.
Yeah.
Who said, yeah, you can play their stuff. Played them the show.
Really?
And they loved it. And they're really glad to be on it, and it's great.
Well, a couple of them spoke to you, haven't they? You've interviewed at least two of them.
I've interviewed two of them, yeah.
Yeah.
But, that was... I'm just really chuffed, basically. It was really
That's
nice.
That's wicked.
So, we will be having the Dead Sixers on for some time, and do visit their website. Actually, I said to Randy...
What? Yeah.
I said, which website do you want us to point people at? And this shows how much the world's changed. He wants everyone to have a look at their MySpace page.
Really?
Yeah. So they're on our top friends. They're going to stay on our top friends for the foreseeable future.
I'll add them to the beds then as well. I was going to
add them to
that.
The beds, yeah, with the MySpace on the website. But don't forget, big changes coming next week. How exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yep.
I didn't mention to you last week that I'd gone to see Forest v Bristol City, did I?
No.
It was a thrilling victory. We're 5 points clear at the top of League One. And I really wish Total Talk Nonsense had been there with me, because there was a massive, good old-fashioned football fight, soccer hooliganism after the game.
Was there?
That trapped me in the car park for an hour. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Managed to keep myself busy.
For a whole hour?
It gets dark. Well, no, see, the thing is, what happened was, I'm stuck in the car park, it's dark, I can see this 300-strong football fight going on just outside the car park.
Uh-huh.
The police did their best. Bless them. What Stuart Copeland was doing trying to get in with the Bristol City fans, though, I don't know. I never tire of that joke. But there were some kids in the car park, and they were playing with a ball.
Right.
And the ball rolled under my car, and one of them went over to get it, looking all hard and cool.
Mm.
And I looked, and I just had my hair dyed. And I looked out of the window, and I just did my angry stare. And he stopped dead in his tracks and said, "Mister, is it all right if I go under your car and get my ball?" I said, "Yes, but if you do it again, I'm keeping it." And then he beat the crap out of me. we've already actually mentioned Halloween this week, have we?
No.
Let's not bother.
Nah.
Because we'll
you know it's Halloween.
We'll do some bonfire night stuff next week. Because the septics don't know about...
In the Punky Bunker? We'll burn the tree down?
Yeah. Fuck it. I've had enough of this show.
Yeah.
I think we should change it.
Sod it.
Let's change it.
I think we should as well.
We'll change it next week.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go emo.
Very important, though. Very important, though, this. We have a lot of iTunes subscribers.
Right, yes.
But we do not have enough iTunes reviews. Now, we've dropped off the features.
Right.
But, you know, we said to everyone, look, we think you do get more.
Yeah.
Other people have noticed as well. We've got some new iTunes reviews. We're going to read them out next week.
Yeah.
But particularly if you're in the UK, but anywhere in the world, if you can, just nip onto our iTunes page and leave us a very straightforward review. Don't matter what you say. Give us 5 stars, obviously.
Punky's
great. 5 stars. Just brilliant. Because we want to get back on that featured page.
Yeah. And we'll read out the UK and US reviews next week.
And if we can track down...
The Carnarvon one.
We'll maybe get the Word Whore to do them and send over
that
a,
would be cool.
A little thingy bob.
She'll be listening to the show, surely.
Hey, for the first time ever, they've got their show out just a day before us, and I've already heard it. It was a perfect opportunity for us to talk about their show at length.
Right.
But I completely forgot to. But I do have to say that Angry Phone Guy is brilliant on Air Out My Shorts. Do listen to Total Talk Nonsense and Air Out My Shorts. They're our favourite podcast in the whole world, and nothing's going to change that.
No. You can always check those out from podriot.com, can't you?
Yeah, where there are some other classic casts as well. Podriot.com. But, right, it's fantastic. I don't know how Preston Buttons does it. It's a character Preston Buttons does. It's
right.
Absolutely amazing. Angry Phone Guy, check it out.
Cool.
It's like it's a different fella. I don't know how he holds the phone up with those tiny little hands. I'm sure there's a load of other things we were supposed to talk about, but we're running out of time, aren't we?
I've got one thing to mention.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, go on.
Change CD.
Yeah, I'll change the CD.
Okay.
You mentioned this thing.
All right, then. We've been working on a video all year. Finally finished it last week.
Oh, well done.
It took us, like, since February. But if you go to our MySpace page, or if you go to our website, if you go to alcoholrock.com, and on the front page there's a link, just check that out. It's the video for our song, Is It Real? It's about 5.5 minutes. It's quite funny in places. Check it out. Let us know your thoughts.
And you do a lot of, you put a lot of work into your videos. What about the South Park one? Can I still see that one?
That's still on there, yeah. There's a few videos on there.
Yeah.
The South one's a couple of years old now. But
and are you going to YouTube these things as well?
Yeah, it's on the MySpace page, on MySpace. I've just signed up for YouTube, so I'm going to do that as well.
Right, get it on YouTube, man.
Yeah.
Get it on YouTube as well.
Have you watched it yet? Not yet, no.
What?
Our video.
I don't go on your fucking site.
That's a good point, really.
I don't listen to shit. I will do it when I get home.
Okay.
And then I'll watch the video.
Brilliant.
And then I'll probably do it again. right, last song.
Yes.
Do visit Alcohol's site, because not only is the music passable if a little emo, but they do put a lot of work into the videos. I think they should maybe put a lot of work into finishing their album off. But
it's next on the list.
They'd rather piss around with visuals, like all good bands. So the last song this week is from Zombina and the Skeletones, who we only played a couple of weeks ago, but their new album, Death Valley High, is something of a classic. And when the album's called Death Valley High, and the band are called Zombina and the Skeletones, and it's a Halloween special, how can you not play it?
How can you not?
How can you not play it?
Don't know.
So we're not going to.
Brilliant.
We're going to take the title track, because it's the last track on this show. Mm. The irony was not lost.
Nice.
There was just another little pregnant pause there, Tone. And I haven't said much about what I want to do to you this week, have I?
No.
So, no, don't now. No, I just, like you said, I'm going to settle down on that. fuck. I'll tell you about Hamboy after this.
Okay.
All right, this is going to be another longest show ever. This is The Kids Are All Dead. It's the title track from the new album, Death Valley High. And how can you find out more about them, Tony?
Zombina.com.
You're good. You've won.
Yeah.
Tony 3, Paulie B and the Internet 2. Oh, this is The Kids Are All Dead.
Coming on, radio.
So, that was Zombina and the Skeletones.
Yes, it was.
This has been another edition of Punky Radio. In fact, what I think we should start doing with these, when we do the show notes,
yeah,
I think we should start doing it like in those whimsical late 19th century novels when the chapters are all called The Bit When So-and-So Is All... The One When So-and-So and The Bit When...
Right.
I've got it, Sus. I want to briefly mention Hamboy. Now, went to see Hamboy and we're having a chat and I found out the real reason about why he's in the hospital.
Okay.
But I need clearance from his missus before I can tell the story.
Okay.
On Punky. Right. Hopefully we'll be able to do it next week, which will be reason alone to listen. Trust me. However, it did suddenly occur to me in Hamboy that now he's had a brain hemorrhage, he shouldn't be called Hamboy anymore.
All right.
He should be called Hemboy. So, he was called Hemboy for a few days.
Mm.
But then when we saw his missus at the weekend,
yeah,
Charlie, we were discussing how we've all seriously considered moving to France. And we have. You know, we've talked about buying a house in France. They're looking at relocating for quite a life after all the madness they've had.
Right.
France is a possibility. Not to move there permanently, but to get a house there and be able to spend some time there. Probably in Brittany, because it'd have to be a bit Brittany for me to be able to cope.
Okay.
Right. However, if Hamboy moved to France, what would the locals call him?
No idea.
Le garçon du jambon. So he might end up being called Le garçon du jambon.
I don't know. Hollander is... I would not feed this to my dog.
Multicultural as you like.
Haven't we done well this week?
Haven't we?
Done a bit of Spanish, bit of German, bit of French.
Wow, how European of us.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah. How'd you fancy a bit of Greek to finish?
Blimey, that was a bit bare.
Hey!
Make sure you visit punkyradio.com, visit our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio. Get involved in all the activities. Please, please, please vote for us at Podcast Alley from Wednesday. And please leave us an iTunes review if you can.
Yes.
It would be a great help. Big news next week. Don't miss the show. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! A poog! And now we're going to play a promo.
This is punk, 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 punk. Woot. Warning, we bring you the best in punk, ska, and rock, straight out of the suburbs of Connecticut. With the awesomely awesome, one and only Benny, and the Green Day loving Jake. Check it out at myspace.com/punkwarning, and we hope to hear from you soon.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.